Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told. I am the Lord, and I change it not. I won't forget, nor have I forgot. You see, everything works according to my plan. I am God, trust me, I got the whole world in my hands.
Hello to everyone out there. Welcome to the Talk to Talk radio show tonight. A now word for you. I am Prophetess A.B. Free, Overcomers United Ministry, coming to you tonight. We're going to have a word of prayer. We just come before our Father who are in heaven, and we thanking him for this time and this opportunity to come before him again. We praise his name and we give him the glory. We honor him. Oh, we just want God just to take control of everything. And our vocal cords as I speak tonight, and the Holy Ghost be in control. Have your way. Father, you know the needs of the people. You know what they need. Father, you know. Hallelujah. We thank him. We thank you for this day and this time and this hour. Give them ears to hear you and the mind and the heart to obey you and to do your will, Father. And it's all about you. Create in us a clean heart, renew spirit, and transform mind. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Tonight, we're going to talk about divine assignment. On last week, we talked about prophecy and what is prophecy and what is a prophet. And tonight, it's a little continuation about an assignment by God. I was talking to you about the assignment on my life, a prophet, and what does a prophet do. And I'm going to ask you tonight, what is your assignment? What is your divine assignment? As we go into discussion tonight, I'm going to pose the question to you. Do you know what is your divine assignment? I want you to take a few minutes and think about it. What is your divine assignment? Do you know what your assignment is that God has given you? Are you walking in your assignment? Are you doing your assignment? People often say, I don't know what my assignment is. I don't know how to begin doing my assignment. I don't know which way or who to turn to for my assignment. How do I get started in my assignment? We also talked about, when I first started, we talked about prayer. Prayer is something that we're going to continuously talk about each time that we are in discussion, because we can't do anything without prayer. Everything involves, prayer involves everything. Our life is about prayer. How do you find out what your divine assignment is? How do you find out what your assignment is? Who do you go to for your assignment to find out about your assignment? Divine assignment. What are you called to do? Some say purpose driven. I was born for a purpose. I'm here for a purpose, an assignment. Each of us have assignments that we have to do. Not only am I called as a prophet, but I'm also called in the healing ministry and in the deliverance ministry as well. A lot of times we know what God has called us to do, but we will not answer the call. The next question God is saying, if you know what your divine assignment is, will you answer the assignment? Will you answer? Will you answer the assignment? We're living in a time now that God is calling for us to answer the assignment. It's time for us to get in place, to position, to get in place and get in position so we can be used by God. He's calling us. You are being called. God needs you. He wants you. Divine assignment. Divine assignment. If we look in Jeremiah says, the word of the Lord came to me saying. Now, the word of the Lord came to me saying. And this is what God wants us to understand. And we're going back to prayer again. Jeremiah said, the word of the Lord came to me. God wants us to understand that we cannot do anything without praying. We have to go to God in prayer. He said, the word of the Lord came to me. How did he know that that was the word of the Lord? How did he know? Because he had what? A relationship with God. He had to have a relationship with God. You have to have a relationship with the Lord. How do you get a relationship with the Lord? You have to pray to get a relationship with God. And he said he, in his mother's womb, he formed him as a prophet in his mother when he was a baby, in his mother's womb, to be a prophet to the nation. He appointed him as that. Divine assignment. Now, I know there's some of you listening out there tonight that are wondering, what is your divine assignment? And God wants you to know that in order to find you and know what your assignment is, he wants you to come to him. He's saying, come to me. Lay out before me. Just come to me with your heart humble, in humbleness, and pray. And I'll tell you. And when I tell you what it is, then answer the call. Answer it. But answer the call. Answer your assignment. Do not try to answer someone else's assignment. Walk in your assignment. Do not try to walk in someone else's assignment. Do not envy someone else's assignment. So first of all, God is saying, do you know what your divine assignment is? Secondly, do you know how to find out what your divine assignment is? Okay. Third thing God is asking, saying tonight, now, sometimes there is a reason why you may not be able to get to your divine assignment. Why? Because there's some things that are hindering you. It's a hindrance why you can't get to your divine assignment. You do everything you can, you know, that you may know what to do, but something is holding you. Why you can't get to the plan that God has you? Why that plan? Is it your plan or is it God's plan? Sometimes you own that plan that God has laid out, but there's something that's blocking you, and you can't just seem to get it right. What is it? It's you. You can be the biggest hindrance that's keeping you from fulfilling that divine assignment that God has called you to fulfill. And this is what we're going to be talking about as a series. It's going to be about finding you and your divine assignment. And in finding you and that divine assignment is about finding God. You cannot find your divine assignment until you find God. But in finding that, you got to find you. So there's some things that got to come out of you. There's some chains and shackles that got to be broken, God is saying. There's some yokes that got to be broken and destroyed that have you buried inside, that's buried inside of you, God is saying. And he wants to set you free. Some of you are so bound up. You've been going back and forth, struggling in different things. You work here a little bit and you work there a little bit. This won't do, that won't work. And you don't know where you fit. But God says, just surrender to me. Give me your all. Just kneel down before me. Lay before me. So I can help you, so I can show you. I would direct your path, your assignment. Let me cleanse you. Let me clean you. fleeing you. This is not about anybody else. This is not about anybody else. This is about you. This is about you. It's not about Sarah, not about Joan, not about Joe, nobody. This is about you and your divine assignment. God has a plan for each one of us, your life and my life, if you want to walk in your destiny, if you want to fulfill it, God is saying. I do want to hear from the callers tonight because I do want you to call in. I want to hear what you're thinking. You know, you have comments. If you have any comments or you want to ask any questions or you want to hear a word from God about anything that's going on in your life, you know, please call in. Just press 1. The question I asked earlier was about divine assignment. Divine assignment. Does anyone have a question about their divine assignment tonight? If you do, press 1. If you want prayer or you have a question about anything, you want a word from God about something going on in your life, press 1. God wants to talk to you. You talk to God. That's what this show is about. It's called Talk to Talk. God talking to you and you talking to God. You don't have to say your name if you don't want to. If you do, it's okay. I am. God knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in your heart. But I hear the Lord saying, this is your season. This is your season. This is your season. I'm raising up those that want to live for me, that want to build the kingdom. This is why it's so important that you understand your assignment. This is why it's so important that you get in your place so you can, oh, God, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's why you got to understand who you are. And you stay where you're supposed to be until God tell you to move. You stay where you are until God tell you to move. Because God is positioning. He's positioning his people. He's positioning for what he's getting ready to do. Because some things are getting ready to happen. Some things are getting ready to unfold that man don't even know about. Only God knows, and he's revealing. He's revealing. And he's only revealing to those that he only reveals through. Whatever your financial need is, God says, it's already been made. And we thank God. We thank him. Is there a caller on the line?
Yes, I have a question for you. When did you know, actually, when you was walking in your divine assignment? If you can tell us that, then we can relate about our divine assignment. When do you actually knew that you were walking in your divine assignment?
When did I know when I was walking in my divine assignment?
Yes.
Let's see. It's been about, I'm trying to think how many years. I was a sophomore in college when I first gave my life to Christ. And then I really didn't know what was going on when I was in that church. And they were trying to tell me that I was called to be a prophet. And I didn't have, you know, have a true understanding of what that was. But it was like a couple years later, after that, kind of when I came back out and went back out. So it may have been about 20-some years now, more, maybe a little longer, that I've been on this assignment. I'm trying to think, 50... And so, it's about, yeah, let me see, I'm trying to think. I knew then, 1920, about 30 years, I think. Probably about 30 years I knew.
But I noticed you say you went out. That means you started.
Well, when I was a sophomore, when I was a, let me see, I'm trying to think, when I was like 20, because I was when I was about 20. And then when I went back in about 23. So, yeah, I still about 30 years.
So what happened in those 3 years?
You know, you kind of in and out a little bit. You kind of drift in and out. You kind of not sure of yourself, of the things that you're going through, and you kind of get in a you go to church and God use you, and you surprise yourself. You just say, oh, my God. You know, you're not, it's just like the Lord uses you like that, and you in shock that you can, the Lord use you to tell people, information like that at that young age, and you're not really sure. And I had not really been in a Pentecostal surrounding of like that. And so I kind of went back out and wanted to kind of do things that younger people do at that time. And then I made my mind up to go back into the church and start going back. And I went back into the church, and then I just stayed in. Yeah, and I accepted it. See, you have to accept your assignment as well. Once you find out what it is, then you have to receive it, and you have to accept it and do it. And then after I did that, then so it's a process, yes. And
so
then once you do this, go ahead.
So you was on good leadership to train you to be a prophet?
Well, yes. I was in the church, now I was in a church, and I was under prophets. I was under several prophets, bishops and prophets and apostles, yes. The churches that I attend, and we had meetings, and we had classes. We had some classes, yeah, because I didn't know anything. I didn't even know what really, truly what the gift was. I didn't really know what it was that I was doing. Like I said, the first time that I did it, I really didn't know. When I got up to speak, I think I got up to give a testimony. The first time it happened, and I just started talking, and then they had to tell me, really, when I was talking, what was happening, and then they began to tell me, you know, they recognized the gift that was in me, and of course, it started from there, you know. But and you have to get some training, because as a prophet now, as a prophetess now, I'm able to recognize a lot of times the gift in young people and in people, but a lot of times. I'm tell them a lot of times they need help. They need some training because of the way they conduct themselves. Yeah. Yeah. Is there a call on the line?
Yes.
Yes.
This is Prophet Baker.
Yes.
I want to ask the question, how do you know what the call is on your life?
How do I know what the call is on my life? Well, I knew what the call is on my life when I was through prayer. That's what I was talking about tonight, through prayer. When I was praying, I knew what the call was because of people that was mentoring me when I went to church. And when I started talking, they told me that I was called as a prophet, but also through prayer. Because nowadays you got to go, you have to pray and ask God what your calling is also. And then when you're in a church also, the elders and your pastor and all, they also will pray with you and come into agreement also as the calling on your life. But back then when I was called, as I said before, when I got saved and I got up and I just started talking with they were saying, but I... You pray and ask God. You go to God and ask God, what's my assignment? What's the calling on my life, Lord? Because I want to know.
Amen. Amen. How do we know that the call on our life is authentic?
How do you know that the call on your life is authentic?
Yes.
In terms of as a prophet or in terms of any evangelist, in terms of a teacher, preacher, any call,
any of the fivefold ministries gifts that God gives?
Well, in terms of the prophetic ministry, we know that the prophet, the word, is will manifest itself. Because we talk about false prophets. And teachers can be, pastors can be false prophets, because a lot of times people, when they talk of prophet, they always think it's prophetic. But pastors, too, are teachers, too. So the word of God, it says the spirit tries the spirit, and by the word of God itself.
Amen. Amen.
So,
amen.
By the word of God.
Oh, you say well, that's a prophet?
Hello?
Prophet can come out a pastor, and she can be hurt because the pastor can't recognize her as being a prophet. And he can't train her. Or he.
Huh?
You say, okay, suppose you come under a ministry. So you came under a prophet ministry. Suppose I'm coming up in a house that the pastor don't know how to mentor a prophet. So I'm getting all this revelation from God, and God is working with me, but he can't put me in that and give me the guidance and everything and back me in that particular gift.
You in a church where the man is a pastor, but he's not a prophet. Is that what you're saying?
He can't mentor me in my gift or prophecy.
He cannot mentor you in your gift.
Right.
Okay, but he may not be able to mentor you in the way you think, but he still can give you some leadership guidance because he's over you in a way as your pastor. You understand what I'm saying? Because being the pastor, he still can give you some leadership guidance because he's still your leader. And at the same time, you still can go out and get what you need, because that's why we have the prophets conference and other things where we all come together like that. Yeah. And when I was, the church that I was in, when I first was recognized was through a man. He was not a prophet. He was a pastor. He didn't have the prophetic gift, but he recognized the prophetic gift in me. Awesome. Yeah.
We got some background noise. Someone is talking. The station can pick up everything.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay.
I can hear you.
All right.
Well,
hello.
So we can be mentored by people that's not prophets then, you're saying.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not. So he asked him, if I'm a prophet, can I be mentored by somebody that's not a prophet? And what I said, that's what he asked.
Oh, okay. And, praise God.
Yes, he asked, if I'm a prophet, can I be mentored by somebody? Oh. That's right. That's what you asked, right?
Someone in that guideline.
Right.
So,
yes,
how do we know, I want to ask a question. How do we know when God has... How do we know when we are called to move to the next stage in ministry? Do that call need to be, do we need to take that to the pastor, or do we just step out and believe God?
Okay. How do you know when you're called to go to the next stage?
Level in ministry.
And level in ministry, you're saying, in terms of stepping up, like getting your own church? Or
yes.
Okay, so if God called me to get my own church and I'm in a church, then one of the things you should do, because you're part of that church, first thing you do is talk to your pastor of that church. And then also you're going to pray, because you're going to pray to God, because God told you to do that, okay? So you're going to pray, and then you're going to tell your pastor. Then both of you are going to be praying, because you got to hear from God, and you want him to hear too. But you got to be responsible. You got to hear from God for yourself as well. You got to hear from God for yourself. Yeah. But because he is the head of that church and you respect him as the leader of that church, you got to tell him what the Lord says. Now, people say, well, if he come back with something different, now, there you go, praying and fasting. You got to go down and you need to, y'all, somebody got to be doing some praying and fasting and see what goes on there. Because God ain't going to have no division going on. Mm-mm.
Amen.
Mm-mm. There ain't no division going on. No.
Praying and fasting. I think that's a very interesting continuity concept that we do in the church. And what's the praying itself or praying and fasting? What's the difference between the two? I'm praying, or if I'm praying and fasting, how do they operate, the two?
Praying and fasting. Praying and
no, if I, my question was, if I'm just praying, that's all I'm doing, praying. Then, on the other hand, the contrast to that, I'm praying and fasting. What's the difference between the two? Does one have more power than the other, or one get better results than the other?
In the Bible tells us that some things only come that mark 9:29. Some things only come through praying and fasting. Only come. I don't care what you're doing. It only gonna come through praying and fasting. You got to push that plate back, and you got to fast. You got to fast, brothers and sisters. You got to fast. So, hey, yeah.
We hear you, prophet.
Look, you got to get on your knees. You got to lay on your back. You got to prostrate. Hey, stretch out. You got to cry out. Mm-mm. Yeah. Praying and fasting. Yes. Praying and fasting. And see, this is what God is saying. This is what he is saying. You know, he's calling us back to praying and fasting. Praying and fasting. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I do want to tell the listeners that we just finished our 30-day prayer and fast. And every month we're going to be doing praying, a one-day prayer and fast once a month. And then God wants us to, the people, to text somebody. It's called pray to text. Remember to pray and text somebody to pray every day. Get it in your spirit to pray, to text somebody to pray. Let's just keep it going and remind somebody to pray to text. Do I have a call on the line? I hear some noise in the background.
Okay, one last question, Prophetess, if I may.
Yes,
you said
please.
You say that you were praying and fasting for 30 days.
Yes.
Can I ask, this seemed to be a very tedious task, to pray and to fast for 30 days. Why would we do this? Is there any testimonies that you have, or any results of testimony that, or any breakthroughs, or any strongholds was broken? What can you tell us about the result of doing this for 30 days and 30 nights?
Yes, and that's when I was, that's one of the things. We haven't got all our results, and that's when I was going to, definitely when I come back on the next time, I was just going to just read them all out, but there's some we have already. And a friend of mine, last night we got two beautiful reports of her children, and I wish I could really share them, but God is so good. But, they're just two beautiful reports that we know it was the work of the Lord last night. It just happened just like that. She was on the 30-day fast and prayer with us, and it happened. Oh, my God. And then we got some, jobs, healing, stepping out of the box. Oh, yeah. See, and we're calling for the praise reports now. We're calling the people in to give them the other praise reports. So we want to get in the praise reports. And what I'm going to do is put these things up on Facebook. So I'm going to do a Facebook page and put them up there. Yeah, so people can see what took place during the 30 days. And hearing God. Hearing God. People say they got developed a closer relationship with God, and they were able to hear God. And some people never before did a 30-day fast and prayer before. This was something different. And it was different for me. I've fasted and prayed before, but this was a very intense because God had us to read so much. And but you know what? God said, only thing God told me, he said, you know what? It was just a test. It was just a test to see if y'all would obey me. He said, that's all. It was just a test. Just a test. That's all he said, just a test. So we thank God, yes. Fasting and prayer, it does something to you. It does something.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. And it will help, and it will stir up your gift. It will. If you want to know your divine assignment, your gift, fast and pray. Fast and pray. It'll do it. It'll do it. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Now, we know we live in a terrible environment that seems like people are some of the worst people that we ever seen in the human race. Is anybody too bad for God to save?
No. There is no one that's too bad for God to change. We should never give up on anyone. And as we know that the Word says, no matter what, God forgives us all.
Amen.
We were in Romans today, and we were talking about the gifts today. And then in Romans it was saying, no matter what your gift is or no matter who you are, you should never think you're better than nobody else. Because you're not. We're all God's children.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are there any more callers?
That's all he does.
Hello.
That's it. That's your caller.
Hello.
Yes, that was the caller. I think he finished.
Okay.
Yeah, he got the background. It pick up everything, so if someone's talking, I can pick them up.
Oh, okay.
I pick up everything.
Okay. Oh, okay, that's fine. All right. Well, we thank God tonight. Are there any more callers out there? We thank God for the questions tonight. We thank God. We thank the Holy Spirit. Are there any more callers out there? Holy Spirit, we just thank you.
What type of, on the end of y'all fast, while y'all was doing it, what type of revelation did you receive out of that to move you in your second realm of your ministry?
Well, one of the revelations that I received is that I thought this fast was more so for the people that were involved than for me. And what I mean by that, I was part of it. It was for me, but it was more for me than I realized because it allowed me to recognize that when you help people to fast and pray, we can't expect them to be at the same level.
Okay.
When you have a church, you can't expect everybody to fall at the same level of prayer. You're going to have to begin people at different levels, level one, level two, level three. You're going to have your beginners, your intermediate, and your higher level. And so God allowed me to see that, you know. And so, you know, prayer is so needed, and the teaching of prayer is needed. People don't know how to pray. We haven't taught our children how to pray, a lot of us. Adults don't know how to pray. We've grown up as adults, and we don't pray. But we don't know how to, really. You know, a lot of people started out with 30 days. 30 days was a long time. And the thing that God said is that we got up like 6, 12, 6, and 12. And the thing is, God was saying, he just wanted to see if we could get up. Just to get up. It wasn't the length of time that you prayed, he said. No, he just wanted to see if you could get up those times, just to be able to do that, you know. So that was something, a task in itself. And so, you know, yeah, but we got to teach them how to pray. We got to learn how to pray. People say, well, you just say whatever. No. He said, I sent my word, and they were healed and delivered. That's what he said. Yeah. So there's levels of prayer, you know. And that's why intercession, you pray for each other. And when we pray for ourselves, we pray for others, and then we pray for the world. So, you know, you have different things that you pray for. It's not all about praying for yourself, you know.
Okay.
And it was very intense. Yeah. So we just thank the Spirit. Yeah. And so I just thank God tonight. I thank God for just, he's just so wonderful. And now I'm being led by the Spirit before we close out, because I do have some words from God to share with the people. Oh, and I hear the Spirit saying that all is well. And see, when the Lord is speaking a lot of times, this may not be for you, the one that directly listens a lot of times. It could be for somebody that you know. But we just thank God tonight, because somebody is getting ready to get a bill that's going to be paid in full. You've been concerned about how that bill is going to get paid, or whoever you may know, but God say that bill is getting ready to get paid in full. We thank God for it being paid in full. Bless his holy name. We thank God tonight for the brand new car. Yes, brand new, God say. No, it's not going to be a used car. God say brand new. Brand new. Because that's what you've been praying for, and that's what you're going to receive, the Lord said. That's what you're going to receive. So we thank him. We thank him. No matter what's in your heart, all you got to do is ask God. He say, ask me. Ask me. Does it line up with the word of the Lord? God told us that he would give us the desires of our heart. We commit to him. We delight in him and do his will. The promises belong to you, to me. The bones are being healed. God said the bones are being healed. The Lord said the bones are being healed. God said the bones are being healed. The bones are being healed. They're being mended. They're being put back together. The bones are being healed. I'm drying up everything in the bones, and I'm healing the bones, God said. I'm healing the bones. And I just see God healing the bones right now in the spirit realm. He's drying everything up in the bones, and he's healing them. We thank God for healing the bones. It's like the feet are the crooked, and God just straightened them out right now. He's straightening them out right now. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank God tonight. We thank God for the many blessings and the many breakthroughs. We thank God for all the chains being unlocked, being set free. We are victorious. We thank God for the new job. The contract that you've been looking to get, you're going to get it. The contract is coming in. God say the contract is coming in. It's coming in. You've been looking for a contract one way, but the contract is coming in another way, God says. The contract is coming in another way. Don't worry about the dental work. Don't worry about the dental work. Don't worry about the dental work. It will get paid for. It will get paid for. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We need not worry because God don't want us to worry. He tells us to fret not thyself for nothing. Father God, we thank you. We thank you as we come before you, boldly before your throne. We enter your gates with thanksgiving. We acknowledge you. We acknowledge you because we are vessels for you to use. We are nothing without you. That's why as we come before you, Father, we give you thanks. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, Father God. We have given our lives to you, Father. Give us your mind, your heart. We just want to do your will. That is our desire. We love you with our whole heart, Father God. It is you. Thank you for the opportunity to come before your people tonight. Thank you as you bless the man, Father God, of God, Father, who made it possible for me to come before you, Father. Give him the strength. Give him the mind to continue to do your work, Father. Bless all our listeners. Bless all the prophets tonight, Father God. Evangelists, ministers, teachers, preachers, and all those that understand the assignments on their lives, Father God. That we may be used for the kingdom, for your glory. That this is not about us, it is about you. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Thank you for joining me. Pastor Shula.
Pastor Shula haven't come in yet. He got an emergency at the hospital.
Okay. All right.
We have a wonderful young man. I don't exactly know where he was from, but he came in and did a wonderful job. We'd like to give thanks to him for all the questions he had. And the other listeners, we have other listeners on the line. I just want you to know, Prophet, they just don't want to say nothing right now.
All right, that's fine. That was Prophet Baker. That's my brother.
Oh, that's your brother?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I know he was online. Uh-huh.
Okay, that was your brother just now?
I know he was online. I don't know who else.
Okay.
All right, good night. No, that's it, because I gave him the information before. I gave him my email. Let me give my email address again. Oh, if you want to write me, send me an email. My email address is noword, N-O-W, W-O-R-D.
Calling to the station.
OU@AOL.com. Noword for you at AOL.com. P.O. Box 908, Orangeburg, South Carolina, 29116. Once again, Overcomers United Ministry, P.O. Box 908, Orangeburg, South Carolina, 29116. Email address, U@AOL.com.
Okay.
I'd like to thank you all so very much, and I'll see you all next week. Love you all. All right. Good night.
God is able, God is able, God is able, and he won't fail. God is able, God is able, God is able, and he won't fail. Tell me who make mountains move out of my way, who make a miracle because of my faith. And when the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there to help me pass every test? God is able, God is able, God is able, oh, and he won't fail. Tell me who make a river out of a little stream, and who tell the clouds to roll back so that the sun can look at me, and who tell the wind to never forsake. No, he won't say. He'll be there till the end. God won't say.
truly, I'm grateful and thankful for being here. Brother Nathan, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I hear you loud and clear. It's good to have you tonight.
Praise God. It is a pleasure being here. And I think what the movement that we're doing is timely and is needed. And I think we're going to bless a lot of people, and we're going to be blessed in the process.
Okay. Let me call in one more caller that he can get in on this conversation, too. He got a couple of questions for you. But go ahead and give me the background of what you're planning on doing for the youth in South Carolina.
Well, you know, I was with you a couple of weeks ago in Bowman, South Carolina, and we discussed what we were planning to do. I met with the mayor there, and we want to...
Hello? You're breaking up.
Yes, sir. Okay, you're
breaking.
Can you hear me now? Hello? Hello?
Oh, we dropped. Bone crusher.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I got you. I got you. Go ahead.
You got me?
I got you.
Okay. We had a program called the Do Right Challenge, and in the Do Right Challenge, we just want to encourage kids and people and to recognize that there is a talent and a gift everybody has. I just happen to be the heavyweight champion of the world in boxing, and that was my gift for 18 years. And we just want to encourage people to identify the champion that's in them, their gifts and their talent, and we got a lot of great things we plan to do.
So we got the host on the line. We'll let him go ahead and pray and clear these airways. He got a couple of questions for you, and I got a couple of questions for you.
Okay, fantastic.
Is Pastor Brown, did you come on the line?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and let you go ahead and pray. Clear these airways, and we can get the heavyweight champion of the world to be at ease and just flow through the spirit, and we're going to get a lot of information out to the listeners tonight. Can you do that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are starting the Kingdom Voice broadcast right about now, and we thank God on tonight, and just for him to be in an honorable place to have the heavyweight champion, amen. He's still champion, amen, because he has the Spirit of God on the inside. So we thank God for him tonight, amen, and we thank God just for what he's doing in this season. But right now, as we go boldly to the throne of grace, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for being almighty, Lord God. We thank you for being Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for service on today, Lord God. Lord God, but we thank you right now, God, that service is still going on because, Lord God, you have made us into a sanctuary in this hour. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your shifting in this right now, God, into a place, Lord God, aligning us with our destiny, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just release angels, Lord God, taking authority over everything that's not like you, Lord God, on this line, Lord God. Airways all across the world, Lord God, whether it be smartphones, Lord God, lab, iPads, Lord God, Android phones, Lord God, and Lord God, even online, Lord God. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We declare, we decree, Lord God, allow your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to lead us and guide us, Lord God, in all truth and righteousness. Allow our tongue to be a pen of a ready-made writer, God. So we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Hallelujah. So, Mr. James, would you prefer me to call you, amen? I don't.
Well, it's Reverend James Bunker Smith. You can call me champ.
Okay, well amen. Okay, champ is good, amen. I like champion, amen. I think we all are champions, amen. But I think I definitely salute you, amen, because, you know, God was only having you demonstrate in the ring what you're doing in this hour in the lives of other people. So I just I thank God for that, man. But just your whole transformation process, was there any point during your boxing career where you just say, you know what, God has called me a little bit higher? What was that like, you know, just going to another dimension, from physically working it out to spiritually working it out?
Well, you know, it all works together. You know, the word says that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and his call. And, you know, I was called to do the boxing piece and called to preach. And really, I preach and minister while I was boxing. So the Spirit of God moved through me, and my opponents was, and not only my opponents, but my fans were able to see the power of God through my hands.
My God, my God. So let me ask you something. At any time during your bouts with various opponents, did after you would win a fight, did you often have to be called to the dressing room of the same opponent you was in the ring with and just pray with them because God was dealing with them on something totally different from the bout that y'all just fought?
Well, no, I didn't pray for them. I prayed for them before the fight, but after I finished them, I didn't have too much to say or do with them after that.
Well, at least you're keeping it real. At least you're keeping it real. Hey, I don't knock you. I don't hate. I definitely congratulate. Amen. But have you had the opportunity to just minister? I know Joe Frazier was a great, awesome man of faith, and just, you know, various men of God that's in the sport of boxing and things of that nature, man. I mean, just what do you think has happened to the sport right now?
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm doing, I don't even know if you know about this, but I'm losing weight. I'm getting back in shape at age 61 next year on June the 14th, 2014. I will do a fantasy fight. I will get back in the ring. I'm going to get back in shape. And my message to these kids is if you take care of your body when you're six, and I'm talking about in my book, Mad, Make a Decision. People can go on Amazon.com and get my book and make a decision to get in shape, take care of yourself, and when you call on your body when you turn 60, the body will respond. And I'm going to show the world. I'm going to shock the world again at age 61. I'm getting back in the ring, and it's going to be a knockout in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Hey, but you might have to take Pastor Hill with you, amen, because, you know, Pastor Hill, that sounds like something he'll love to do, amen. Get in the ring, amen. Pastor Hill, what you say about that, sir?
Hey, I'm meeting him all the way.
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, but just touching on it, man, you know, I mean, we know that boxing has gone through a change, you know, not to get off the course of the Lord. We know the Lord is over everything. But just touching on boxing briefly, it changed. I mean, a lot of things have changed since you walked away from it and just began to do the things of God. A lot of things have changed, and it's become more popular with the, I believe, like MMA and things like that, you know.
347-945-454.
Yeah, was that a question?
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. I'm Pastor Hill, where you just shouting out the line number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. We got the very own champion of the world, Bone Crusher, on with us at this time. You definitely call and show your love.
I do an annual boxing summer camp in Myrtle Beach. And in 2014, I'm going to do the annual boxing summer camp, and I will have amateur boxers from New York to Atlanta come, from the north to the south, come and participate, and they will do the preliminary. And then me and the Punisher will do the main event, and people can it's going to be available on Internet pay-per-view, and I want to create a situation where mayors will adopt the program, part of the Do Right Challenge, and let the kids in the communities work on the project as a project for extra credit in the schools. You know, one of the things when I was growing up, my parents always said that idle mind is a devil workshop. But I think one of the reasons that these kids are getting in trouble because they don't have anything positive to wrap their brain around and to do. So I think this is a project. If the mayors would partner with me on this around the country, they will partner with me on this. We'll make it a special project. It's called the Do Right Challenge. We're going to have the Do Right Challenge in Bowman. Myrtle Beach, Atlanta, L.A., Chicago, New York, all over. The Do Right Champion, James Vaughn Christian Smith, will be the Do Right Champion of the whole wide world, coming to a city near you.
So you're going for the title one more time, huh, champ?
The Do Right title. I'm going for the Do Right title on June the 14th, 2014, in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
I don't know, champ. I think you could take the WBC, man. I think you got one more run left in you. I mean, you still sound in shape, and you still sound quite intimidating, amen. I mean, I believe you can still pull it off, amen.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a knockout with the guy that I'm fighting. He's a celebrity champ. He never had a professional fight, and I know my calling, and I know where I am. I know where my body is, and this is for fun. This is the shine light on the Do Right.
Oh wow, that's awesome! I mean, down in all of y'all down in the Myrtle Beach area and on the Low Country in the Midlands of the Carolinas. What date is that again, sir?
June 14th. Father's Day is on the 15th, and we're gonna do our thing on Saturday, June 14th. It's going to be a fight for families, and we're going to encourage families to work on being a family. They just need to work a little bit harder.
I heard that right. Yeah, I heard it. June 14th, 2014. Yeah, definitely go up there and meet the man of God, amen, the champion himself, James Bonecrusher Smith. He's going up there and just encouraging the family, especially the men. Y'all brothers, y'all don't run away from champ now. Champ done put the call out on here tonight now. Y'all brothers go up there and support the cause now. You don't want to have champ coming all the way down to the Low Country looking for y'all. Y'all better come up there and support champ. Amen.
And we're going to have it set up on my website, championforkids.org. That's going to come up a little later. They can click on the flyer and the poster on my website and buy the fight for $19.99. If they buy the fight, we're going to have some books shipped to the city hall with their name on it.
Wow, that's wonderful, champ. That's wonderful. So let me ask you something. You ever thought about getting into the political arena? You know, maybe going for mayor, governor? You ever thought about that?
Yeah, I ran for county commissioner. Matter of fact, many, many years ago when I was in North Carolina, I ran for county commissioner, and I brought Joe Frazier in, and the incumbent beat both of us.
Oh, man, that's wonderful, man, because you really sound like you could really do some things in the political arena, man, and so we definitely support you, man, and just all that you're doing, man, definitely, man. So you got any sons or daughters that thinking about following your footsteps as far as boxing and ministry? You got any seeds that are producing after you?
No, boxing is a very tough sport. You got to really have a passion for it. And I have two daughters and a stepson, and the stepson is a little older, and my baby daughter is 26, and they're librarians, and they do it very well. And again, boxing is very tough, very dangerous, and you got to take it very serious.
Okay. Now for the men of God, and we got a lot of brothers that are real serious about keeping their bodies in shape. That definitely listen in. We got a lot of vegetarians that listen in. A lot of brothers that teach about keeping the temple holy and keeping it set apart. I mean, a person that's trying to train their body into boxing condition. How long does that process take for a person who never trained for boxing?
Well, I'd start out with walking. Walking is a good exercise. And then if you can run, I'm trying to drop some weight, at least 20 pounds. When I drop 20 pounds, I'll be able to run again. And then running is very good. And going to the gym and hit the heavy bags, that's a very good workout. And, it just depends on how hard you work out. I know right now, because I got 7 months to get ready, my first couple months, between now and the first of the year, I'll do a light workout, maybe a half an hour to an hour, and then into the next year, I'll just intensify the workout and I'll add some sparring. I'll be boxing and kind of duplicating what I'm going to be doing in the fight.
So a person that's training, they just can't, you know, jump into bull crusher type training. You gotta train up to that. You gotta gradually elevate up to that point. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I was a heavyweight champion. I'm the first guy to take Mike Tyson 12 rounds back 26 years ago. And looking back, I could have knocked Tyson out. And had I did, I mean, the whole world would be looking at me different. And, you know, I was bigger than Tyson, taller, bigger, stronger, I mean, you know, smarter. And I could have knocked him out. And, you know, the average person out there that's never been a professional athlete, don't try to work out like a professional athlete. What I want to encourage everybody to join the Do Right Challenge, Bone Crusher Do Right Challenge, and that is set a goal to lose 20 pounds, a goal to work out 5 days a week, and take off on Sundays and Wednesdays. That's my schedule. And cut back on sugary drinks, and you'll lose that weight. You know, sodas and those different things like that. Just commit to 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day, and start drinking some alkaline water. They'll lose 20 pounds if they just do that. But if they want to lose another 20 pounds, I mean, you know, just start doing some boxing training.
Okay, that's wonderful. So you have boxing training camp going on in Myrtle Beach. Is there any other places in the USA where you're definitely doing a lot of things as far as any affiliates that you have training up the young men in America?
Well, you know, the mayor right there in Bowman, South Carolina, I think we're going to partner up. He's got a network of men that he's in contact with, like in Columbia and different places. I'm going to go where there's a boxing gym, an amateur boxing program, and I'm going to spend a couple of days there. Hopefully we can get the media out, let the media know and the people know what I'm doing. But, I'm going to get on the road and kind of travel. And when I do that, work out with the young kids, it's going to motivate them. It's going to give me – and hopefully we can get the word out by inviting the media there.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. We have a very special Kingdom Voices tonight. We got the heavyweight champion of the world. I don't care what nobody else say. He's the only one that took Iron Mike 12 rounds. We have the very own James Bone Crusher Smith in the building on Kingdom Voices, sponsored by On the Spot Nathan, brought to you by In the Praise Media Group and Divine One Music Group. Definitely in the house tonight, man. So Champ, any other ventures that you got going on that we need to know about? Anything else that we need to know about that you're doing in the realm as far as boxing ministry? You're a reverend, so I know you're birthing out young men into the knowledge of God's word. How's that going?
It's going very well, you know, and part of my ministry is the Do Right Challenge. And, you know, I represent a nutritional company called Zuma Worldwide. And that was the reason I was in Bowman a couple weeks ago with Pastor Hill. And people want to take a look at my website. It's zuma.com/champ. That's my nutritional website. But if they want to keep up with the fight and the ticket sales and how they can get involved and watch it on pay-per-view, it will be available on my nonprofit website, which is championforkids.org, www.championforkids.org. .org, and we will have that set up very soon where they can click on the flyer and the poster and order the fight and order the book and do what they like to and just participate in what we're doing.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. See, I knew it was something, amen. You and Pastor Hill and that Zuma. Y'all and that Zuma. I told Pastor Hill he need to put some of that water down, because I'm telling you, in the last couple of months, I mean, this man of God, I mean, he's been all over the place. I mean, he's had more energy than I could probably remember since I met him. And, I mean, he's had a lot of energy. And now I understand. Y'all need to get up on this Zuma. Just briefly tell us, man, how important it is for Zuma and what that's been doing for you, even when you've been training.
Well, you know, I started on taking Zuma products exactly 12 months ago. It feels like my body's been charged with a charger, and you know, I've been plugged in a battery charge, and my battery is charged, and I'm 60, but I feel 40, and I'm fired up, and I'm ready to go. I've lost 20 pounds already, but because of my five-day workout schedule, I'm losing another 20 pounds. And on June the 14th in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, it's going to be a knockout.
Well, I tell you, champ, you still in the building, man. I'm telling you, you don't sound like 60, man. And I definitely got to salute you, man. You don't sound 60, man. You sound every bit of 40 on this phone here, man. I'm telling you, I mean, God is good, man. And we just appreciate of everything that you're doing, man, and just everything, man. Well, how much time do you got to be with us, champ? I mean, I know you're a busy man, amen. And we just love you here on the spot, Nathan. And we just love to have you on here. We just want to know how much longer do we have you on here, amen. Are you going to hang with us a little bit on the program tonight?
I can hang with you as long as you want me to, and hopefully there's some more people. I know I told one young lady, I met her on the Delta Airlines the other day headed to New York from Raleigh, and she might be on, I call her Super D. Super D has an awesome story. We're going to be traveling around different places. Super D, are you on the line? Maybe she didn't make it online, but she had to press. Maybe she had to press one or something to be able to talk. Can people call in and talk? Hello?
The number is 347-945-5416. We got the very own James Bone Crusher Smith on here, or on the spot, Nathan. Also EMG, Divine One Music Group in the building. This is your very own Faith Walker, definitely interviewing. Amen. We'd like to give a special shout-out to also Pastor Shula and all the ministry affiliates. And we'd like to give a special shout-out to Minister Arthur Weathersby, Dr. Ventura, everybody who's on the lineup. Amen. We thank God for you. Also, Sister Ruth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Also, Sister Ruth, definitely like the woman of God. Amen. Her and her husband, wonderful people, wonderful praying people. We thank y'all as well. Definitely 347-945-5416. I know everybody's tuning in and listening tonight. I know you had a nice service in church today, and then you just want to hear James Bone Crusher Smith, amen, on here on the spot radio, amen. So let me ask you something, champ. I want to ask you something, amen. So how long do you think you can keep boxing? How long do you think you can go? You think you'd be fighting at 70?
No. I'm retired. I'm officially retired. But about 2 weeks ago, two weeks ago, I was sitting at a restaurant in Myrtle Beach called Cracker Barrel.
Hold that thought, champ. We got a caller coming in. I didn't want to interrupt you, but we got a caller calling in. Caller, you're on the line with James Bone Crusher Smith, our special guest on Kingdom Voices. May I have your name? Who's calling?
Demetria Hayes.
Oh, that's the
flight attendant. Demetria Hayes, how you doing, sister? Welcome to the voice.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, my friend.
Do you have a question for the champ?
I'm just so excited to hear what you're doing for the kids, and I'm just so excited to be a part. I want to know just what are your future plans for Champion for Kids?
Well, you know, you have an interesting story yourself, and you and I have had a chance to go to lunch and talk about some of the things we plan to do together. And if you don't mind, and you can just kind of share do you mind giving your testimony?
No, I don't mind.
Go ahead, please. Hey, because there might be some other ladies that's on the phone that you might be a blessing to, or guys, too, you might be a blessing to as well tonight.
Okay. Well, I wrote a book called Daffodil, A Mother-Daughter Journey, and it's basically a diary entry type book that has diary entries of mental and physical abuse that I suffered for 20 years throughout my marriage. But the kids suffered, my daughter suffered throughout that marriage, and they ended up falling through the cracks. And I wrote this book to help her to see what I was going through in the midst of that, but also prevent her and save her from going through the same situation. So it's an inspirational book to reach out to mothers and daughters everywhere, but not just them, everybody that can hopefully look at the situation that I went through and say, I don't want my child, my daughter, my niece and nephew or to go through a situation like that. So I hope to inspire people.
Fantastic.
With my story.
Yeah. You know, I feel like I have a challenge. This is a challenge, and I think family is a challenge right now. And this one fight that I plan to do June 14th really is a shine some light on the challenge and how families can actually fight their fight and regrow their and refocus on their situation and be a blessing to their family.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right, Carla.
Huh?
Hello?
Do you have another question for the champ? We have another caller. Do you have another question for the champ quickly before we go to our next caller?
No question. I'm just excited to be a part of this part of this organization, and I look forward to working with the champ some more.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
We thank you for calling in on Kingdom Voices, and it's just an honor and privilege to just talk with you and you talking to the champ, Sister Demetria. Amen. Have a wonderful night, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
347-945-5416. I believe we have another caller on the line live with the champ, James Bonecrusher Smith. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you on the line with the champ. Still a heavyweight champion in the world. I don't care what nobody say, amen. He's our champ, amen. He's Zuma champ, amen. And he's doing it on June the 14th, 2014. So let's go. You're on the line with the champ. Champ, you take it away.
Now, did the caller have a question?
Yes, sir. I was excited to hear you being on the show tonight. And I just basically had a question about you with the Tyson fight. I heard you when you said that you could have knocked him out. At one point, where did you feel you could do that?
Well, you know, had I got mad with Tyson, you know, I had just won the title. The fight before then, I knocked Terrible Tim Witherspoon out in the first round, and I did it on a 7-day notice. I was suing Don King, and really throughout from day one of my boxing career, my goal was to win the title. And then I allowed mentally coming down after that, but I shouldn't have been mentally coming down because a bigger fight with Mike Tyson was my next fight, and I really wasn't mad with Mike. I mean, he was a young kid, and he had gone through a couple things and at that point, and so my big thing was that the night I won the title of December 1986, I was mad with Don King, and I was mad with his fighter Tim Witherspoon, But I wrote a book called Mad, and it talks about a couple times that I got mad and how you deal with the things that I did once I got mad. And I think the decision we make after we are mad tells people who we are and what we're about. And had I built up an anger for Mike, because he's much smaller than me, I could have knocked him out just like I did Tim, which was much bigger.
Okay, where can you find your book at?
It's on Amazon.com. I'm going to try to just click on MAD, do a MAD, MAD search. But I had some down in the bubble. Where are you calling from?
South Carolina.
What part?
Walterboro.
Okay, that's not far from Bowman, right?
No, sir.
Okay. I'm going to reach out to those police chiefs and mayors down in that area, and hopefully we'll have some books coming to those areas. The mayors and police chiefs that work out a deal with me on the Do Right Challenge, I'm going to try to have some books sent into those towns and cities.
Okay. Okay, I sure keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, but you can kind of keep up with me, too, on my website, championforkids.org.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to keep my travel schedule on there.
Okay. Okay, I sure will follow it.
All right.
Thank you, Carla. Thank you, thank you. You know, people loving the champ tonight. 347-945-5416. Kingdom Voices, we have the very own champ in the building, James Bone Crusher Smith. We're definitely talking about Champion for the Kids. June 14, 2014 is definitely going down, amen. Somebody's going down at the hands of the champ. I'm glad it ain't me. You know, somebody's going down. So it's good. It's for a good cause. And the champ, he's talking about training hard, amen. He's talking about keeping the body in shape. He also gave some tips on just how to, you know, prepare going from not being able to train, not being able to fight nothing, to getting into shape, you know, getting into James Bone Crusher Smith shape. And just he just dropping a lot of jewels on tonight. So we just, if you got a pencil and paper, he's dropping a lot of informative information, especially about his website, that's what he's doing, Champion for the Cause. So we thank God for that. Champ, are you doing anything out there in the Nevada area? I think a question that came in on my end said, have you done anything on Nevada, Las Vegas? You ever thought about getting in Las Vegas, doing anything on the West Coast?
You know, I was out in Vegas for a week with the Mayweather fight, and I have a lot of friends out there, a lot of former champions out there, a lot of people I know that's in that area. I'm going to try to keep it on the East Coast, and probably North Carolina, that's where I'm from, and South Carolina. We're just going to focus on those two areas. They got a lot of amateur boxing gyms in those areas, and I can get there. I can go out and come back in a day. I might spend a couple of days. You know, I got a situation with Choice Privilege Hotels, and they want to be a sponsor for me as when I travel around to promote my project.
Okay, and also another question is, can you name some of the gyms that are in the Carolina area where I could go to and train? We have that question that came in.
How far are you, or the caller is, from Columbia?
I have no idea. It was just a question that came in concerning the gyms in the Carolina area. I don't have no clue. You're probably a better answer to that question than I am, champ. As far as any gym,
I know Bowman is about an hour, 45 minutes, an hour to Columbia. Columbia is a spot that I will be hitting, and then Myrtle Beach. If people want to come out to Myrtle Beach, I mean, if I was a tourist or somebody that was just thinking about going somewhere, Myrtle Beach would be one of those places I'd want to go to.
Okay. So you got a lot of gyms down in the Columbia area, metro area.
Well, I know they got at least one there, and then they got one in Greenville. They got them all over South Carolina and North Carolina.
Okay. Wonderful. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. We definitely have James Bone Crusher Smith in the building here on the spot. Nathan Radio, also EMG, Divine One Music Group in the building. Definitely Exuma. If you want to call in for information on Zuma, I know Champ was talking about how him and Pastor Hill. They probably can run in Boston Marathon next year. You better watch out for that. So, you know, you better get some Exuma that Zuma. I know I've been hearing a difference in Pastor Hill, so I might have to get me a case of that. Hallelujah. I might have to get me a case of that. So you want information on Zuma too, Champ can tell you about that also. Amen. So let me tell you something, Champ. Champ, man, have you ever, I was talking about MMA earlier. Did you ever think about, Herschel Walker went from football to MMA. You ever think about getting involved in any of that?
No.
Why not, champ? You see, you said that kind of funny, champ. We ain't gonna let you off the spot that easy. Why not, champ?
Well, I think that boxing is the sweet science, and boxing is what I did for 18 years. And that's what I know. I mean, I think boxing is my gift, my talent. And once you find out what your gift and talent is, you just work on that and make it better.
Okay. Now, can you give out the website information one more time, champ? You know, we want to make sure that people definitely support you And we, you know, we probably going to ask you that a couple more times before you go, just making sure that people who are just tuning in, they can just definitely get the website information where they could just log on and support what you're doing with June the 14th and other charitable events and nonprofit organizations that you're doing. So just go ahead and give that information out one more time for the listeners, champ.
Yeah, my foundation is called Champion for Kids. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and the website is www.championforkids.org. www.championforkids.org, and they can email me as well, bonecrusher8@aol.com.
All righty. All the listeners, if you're online at blogtalkradio.com/onthespotNathan, Nathan on the spot, you can definitely go there. And when you're listening to this, anything that you hear, you want to hear again, you can also go back to the website and definitely download this episode, share it with your friends, your family. Let them know about what, you know, Champ is doing. He's doing something real good. And, I mean, it's really inspiring. And so let me ask you something, Champ. Have you seen any young boxers that you're mentoring that you say, hey, I think I'm going to go ahead and coach you to the title? Anybody you got your eye on thinking about mentoring for a title shot?
But, you know, it's a journey. It's just like any relationship. It's just like anything, a job or whatever. You have to – it's a lifestyle. And as far as getting in shape and working at it, it's hard. And some days it's hard, you know, and it's tough. And I think the problem with a lot of younger folks now, they're taking a look at it, and I think this is one of the reasons they go to MMA, because, you know, MMA is like 3 or 4 rounds, and then the fight is over, and then you tap out. But when you go for the championship with boxing, that, a lot of times, well, every time it's scheduled for 12 rounds, it don't always go 12 rounds, but it's a lot of things you have to learn, and a lot of, you know, you have to learn it. And I think too often times we want things too quick. We want success and expect to have success too quick, and they're not willing to work hard and work a long time for it.
You said something real key right there, champ. A lot of people want this thing quick, fast, overnight. They don't want to do, like you said, train for it and everything, and that's just so key. So another thing that we definitely want to touch on is we know we have a gang problem out there in our country. We have a gang problem in our country, especially with the Bloods. I know I minister to a lot of Bloods, a lot of Fives around, you know, the counties and stuff like that. So what are some programs that you did? Is this a program that those who are in the street, gangs and thugs, maybe can look to pick up some boxing and just, you know, a lot of that adversity that they go through, maybe they can go and get into some boxing?
Boxing is a good release. I mean, you can hit the bags and take out your frustrations. If you're frustrated about something, you have an issue with somebody, I would encourage that, hitting the bag as opposed to pulling out a gun and shooting somebody. You know, it's, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I would encourage people to do.
Okay, we got a caller on your own, the On the Spot Radio's EMG, Divine One. We got James Bone Crusher Smith in the building. Caller, may I have your name and your question, please?
The On the Spot Radio. Yeah, this is Eric Grant, International Manager for Zuma Worldwide.
How you doing, Mr. Eric? Zuma Worldwide in the building. It's good to
Eric,
hear from you.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm good, champ. I'm here listening in on your call, and sounds very interesting about what you're doing for the kids and all. And I hear that you are getting into the workouts and getting training for that upcoming fight in Myrtle Beach, June 14th, 2014.
Yeah, I want you to put on your calendar and encourage your team to come on to Myrtle Beach, and we're going to have a, on that Saturday morning, we're going to have a Zuma regional, and training and opportunity meeting and training, and we want you to be part of that. And then that Saturday night, you can come, and a lot of people have never seen a real live fight. This is not going to really be a real fight, but it's going to be a fight.
Absolutely, Chad. That is so great, great. And I know you're doing it for the kids to show the kids that there's a better way than the wrong way, and they should put God in their life and let him control their direction, champ. And I think it's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And we had a young lady on a few minutes ago. She's a flight attendant. I met her last week, actually flying from Raleigh to New York, and she had some issues in her marriage, and she had to get a divorce because her husband was abusing her, both mentally and physically. So there's other women out there the same way. These families, you know, and the theme of what we're doing is on June 14th is the fight for families, and we want to encourage families to hang in there and work things out and help grow and protect their family. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, champ. I have a question for you. Are there tickets to be sold for the event in the future, or when would the tickets be available?
Probably within the next couple of weeks. I mean, they're going to be available, but I've already started selling tables, VIP tables, and also general admission tables. If you go to championforkids.org, you can take a look at the flyer, and Eric, if you'll text me your email, I'll email you a flyer.
Okay, champ, that's great. I will do that. I definitely would like to kind of sponsor some kids in the neighborhood if possible, and providing time permits, maybe I can get a couple kids to your event to show them the Do Right Challenge, and hopefully get them to read that book called Mad, Make a Decision.
Yeah, and hopefully if you can help set up a meeting with the mayor, I know he's on your Zuma team down there in Bowman, and try to find out, we'll do a follow-up with him on when they're going to have the Black Mayors Association. I'd like to attend that meeting.
Okay, yeah, I would definitely give Mayor Maringlin a call from Bowman, South Carolina, to find out when that meeting is available so you can be able to link in on that and try to contact all the mayors that you can and to get them on board with the Do Right Challenge.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. But just to throw a little something out there, along with the Do Right Challenge, I know you're working out and all, but also you're drinking at a Zuma World Ride Extreme X2O. Tell me a little bit what that will do for you.
Well, it's got my body charged up, and, you know, I developed a taste for water. You know, I was on sodas and sweet teas and different things, and I've gained some weight. And, you know, just the Extreme X2O, drinking more water and replacing those sodas with sugary drinks with water. And then the other thing is the CardioZyne. You know, when I fought Tyson, I was running 6 miles a day, so I was lean and mean, and I was a fighting machine. And I had developed some arthritis because of boxing for 18 years. But the CardioZyne has helped me with inflammation and joint pain, and I'm able to work out again now 5 days a week. And the Focus Up has given me energy, instant energy. And a guy 60 years old is able to even think about putting on the gloves again, I think is a testament to those Zuma products.
Absolutely, champ. I tell you, since I've been on the products since April, champ, I, you know, I'm over that 50 mark. I'm not quite 60 yet, but I'm over that 50 mark. So I feel like I'm in my late 20s or early 30s right now, champ, by drinking that X2O with all the minerals and the antioxidants and the electrolytes that our body needs on a daily basis. So, champ, it's a pleasure talking to you. And I appreciate the host letting me in and saying a few words because I think it's going to be a knockout.
It's going to be a knockout. We appreciate you, Eric.
Take care, Brother Jerry. Take care.
All right.
That was Zuma International here on Kingdom Voices. Zuma International definitely in the building. For those of y'all who are not familiar with Zuma, let me tell you, it's a wonderful company doing some big things. You know, Champ is on board, Jerry's on board. You got a lot of people doing a lot of big things in the community with the kids, and it's also very good for the body. I mean, just how much minerals does the X2 really incorporate? How many minerals and antioxidants? I mean, just the whole science of the formulated drink, what does it exactly do for the body?
Well, you know, the X2O has 70 trace minerals, and
wow.
You know, a lot of people, a lot of athletes, you know, and I just found this out not long ago, but listening to some tapes, I found out that very few, maybe one or two athletes that have lived to be 100. And, you know, part of the Do-Right Challenge is to encourage people to work out and take care of themselves and live to be 100. And because they sweat minerals out, our body needs minerals, and you have to supplement to get those minerals. And, you know, no matter how good they eat, they still have to put minerals in supplement with minerals. And
right.
That's what keeps them healthy. The extreme X2O kind of balances the pH. Everybody has a pH level in the body. And when their pH level is jacked up, their health is jacked up. So I want to encourage everybody to reach out to Eric or to Pastor Hill or, you know, me or somebody and get more information about how they can be part and be on our team or whatever it takes to get on these products.
Wow, wow. We have about a little bit over 20 more minutes left in our program. 347-945-5416. That is 347-945-5416. For those of you who are listening on the phone line on the Spot Radio, you can just press 1. You press 1. Pastor Hill is definitely behind the scenes, him and his staff, making things happen. They'll definitely patch you in here. We're here with the champ, James Bone Crusher Smith. That's 347-945-5416. We're talking boxing, we're talking ministry, we're talking Zuma, and I mean we're talking about the champion for the children, the cause, June 14, 2014. We're talking about that. Somebody's going down up there. The champ is taking the cause, amen. So definitely you want to get in on this, amen. You want to get in on this. He gave out the website information. Champ, tell him what the website information is one more time.
www.championforkids.org. Championforkids.org.
There you go. Championforkids.org. Got Bone Crusher on. So champ, how many do you have any undercards for that the bout on June 14th? Any undercards, any amateurs that's going to be, you know, on the card with you on that particular evening?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole weekend is going to be about Champion for Kids, and we're going to have some amateur boxing from Columbia and Greenville, South Carolina, Atlanta, and then as far north as New York City. And what we're going to try to do is bring some of the former Olympians in, Tyrell Biggs, maybe Mark Breland, and maybe even Evander Holyfield from Atlanta.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That'd be a blessing, man. Shout out to Evander Holyfield, a man of God. Amen. Awesome man of God. And for those of you who don't know, awesome man of faith, amen. Definitely, definitely, man. It sounds like an awesome time, man, and for a cause, man. So you're definitely taking donations on your website as well, donations?
The address is there if they want to mail something. If they want to send me an email and request, the information is on there, the flyer and the poster is on there for the fight, so and the address and everything, how they can contact me if they want to place an order.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, champ, are you married?
Am I married? I was married for 25 years. I've been divorced now for about 7 years, and, you know, that's... That was my friend that was on that call. She's probably still on the call. She's my new girlfriend.
All right now. So it's a first lady. We got a first lady coming up, huh?
Pardon?
You got a first lady coming up in the ministry, huh?
Well, that might be too much information for you, brother. Might be too much information for us.
You sounded like Noel Jones right now. Hey, Chip, you bob and weave that one pretty good.
We know how to get out of the corner, right?
Okay. We'll keep swinging. Amen. Champ, keep ducking on that one. 347-945-5416. I know we're just having a good old time here. We're talking with the champ. Amen. They were just having an awesome time, man. We're talking ministry and everything else, man. So tell me, I'm curious about Zuma. I'm still on Zuma right now. Do y'all have any shakes available, like shakes available at Zuma? I mean, I think that's a lot of market, and I don't know, because we got a lot of preachers who eat protein shakes on the run and supplements on the run and stuff like that, and I know I get a lot of questions about that. So tell me, do y'all have any like shakes out there for those men that got on the run?
We have a specific weight loss program, and Metabolize is a powder that you mix, and that is a shake. I mean, that creates a shake for you, Metabolize.
Oh, wow. So you can definitely, work out and just really drink that, and I can get like bone crusher ready.
Wow, I mean, it's going to take a little while to get bone crusher ready. It took me a while to get to where I am today. Believe me, you see what I'm saying.
The pictures are online and everywhere, and definitely the posters and magazines and stuff like that. I mean, brother, you really got yourself together for being 60 plus, man.
Well, thank you very much.
A lot of the brothers, that left the ring, man. You look like you can still, man, put a mean combination together.
Yeah, well, I'm working very hard, because I think on that day, on the 14th, I think we just need to work hard and really display as many things as we can. And basically on the 14th, because we got so much time, we're going to work hard and then we're going to lose as much weight. We're going to get in the best possible shape we can, because boxing is very dangerous at any age, and it's dangerous. But, I know where to hit a guy. I know where to hit a guy, and he has a couple choices. He can stand up there and take more punishment, or he can lay down, and he's going to think that ring is green pasture. What is it, Psalms, the 21st? Which Psalms is it that lay down in green pasture?
That's 23rd Psalm. Wait a minute. Chad, you talking about you're going to lay somebody down in green pasture?
And I'm not going to try to restore his soul either.
Oh, my goodness, man. Champ, you sound angry, man. You need a herb and get married so he won't be so angry. My God, Champ. My God. So tell me, so speaking about being angry, so about that book, being mad, amen. I mean, what is it really like to be mad?
The first time I got mad, I was 6 years old, and I convinced myself I wasn't going to school. But nobody had told my mom and daddy, so they had me dropped off in my first grade teacher's class, and I was a little crybaby. Can you imagine Bone Crusher being a little crybaby?
No, I wouldn't imagine that. I don't want to imagine
that. Well, my teacher commenced a whooping me with a fan belt, and I got mad with her. Then she sent a home to my mama by me, and my mama whooped me with a switch, and I got mad with her. Daddy came home, whooped me with a belt. I got mad with him. And I made two decisions right then at age 6. One, I was going to school. And two, if I ever got grown, I was going to whoop me somebody. I whooped a lot of people.
Just by being mad?
Just for getting mad.
Wow.
And that was motivation from the age 6. But the maddest I've probably been in my fight career was December 1986. I was suing the great promoter Don King because he had promised me a world title fight, and he didn't give it.
Oh, wow.
And he called me up one day, and he said, "Bone Crusher, this is Donald King." Now, I had done business with him in 1984 and 1985, and this is 1986. And he wanted to settle a lawsuit. He said, "I want to settle this lawsuit with you, Bone. I'm going to give you that world title fight." I said, "Don, when is the fight?" He said, "Well, Bone, I got some bad news. It's against a guy that whooped you last year, Tim Witherspoon." I said, "Don, when is the fight going to happen?" He said, "Bone, it's going to be on HBO. You got a chance to redeem yourself on HBO." I said, "Don, when is the fight going to take place?" He said, "Well, Bone, it's going to be at Madison Square Garden, New York, and it's going to be next week." He gave me a 7-day notice to notification that I was going to fight for the title. I got mad because I knew it was a setup. And I had to make a decision. I had to make a decision whether I was going to – I was old when I started. I was 28 when I had my first pro fight. And I remember those whoopings I got when I was 6 years old. It's amazing. The little bitty whoopings, when you get at an early age, and now I encourage people to when their kids get about 2 years old. You've heard of terrible twos?
Yeah.
That's when kids realize they're in this world and they want to mess it up at two. And they little behind is tender. They little fannies is tender. And what I would do on the backside, on their backside, I would spank them just as hard as I possibly can to get their attention because they so young, they don't know anything about calling the popo. Matter of fact, they think you the popo.
That's right.
And then you won't have a problem with them when they get 12. You won't have to worry about them going in the classroom and shooting and killing the teacher because they don't respect authority. They're not going to mess up the world. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the breakdown of the family. That's the breakdown. If I had one word that I will leave with the people tonight on this phone and around the world, if you have some grandkids and your children, tell your kids and take if you want your children to love you. My kids call me all the time, "Daddy, Daddy, I love you, Daddy, I love you," because I did it. I when they was little, I didn't. Don't wait until they get grown now, because they'll whoop you if you wait until they get grown. But when they're about 2 years old, you got to get their attention.
That's right.
And I remember those little whoopings. And I knocked, to make a long story short, I knocked Terrible Tim Witherspoon out in the first round to become heavyweight champion of the world. And I had decided I was going to school, and I became the first college graduate in the history of boxing to become heavyweight champion of the world. You know, but just for getting mad, just for making a decision. And then looking back, hindsight is 20/20. Had I got mad with Mike Tyson, I would have knocked him out in the first round. Just for getting mad.
So let me ask you something. You and Don King, do y'all have a good relationship this day, or are you still mad?
Well, I mean, I beat his fighter, and I made a lot of money. He helped me make a lot of money, so I'm not mad with Don. I'm not mad with anybody. I'm the champion for the Do Right Challenge.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You're the champion for the Do Right Challenge. Now, about your book, how big is the book? How many pages we got in this book?
It's only 52 pages. It's short, like my fight. Short and sweet.
We got the champ in the building. The champ said it's short and sweet. Amen. So where they can find this book at again? For those who just joined, we got James Bone Crusher Smith. We're coming to the end of our broadcast, amen, and probably in the next 5 minutes. But we definitely want you to get a hold of this book, Mad, we were just briefly talking about. Where can he find this available at?
Amazon.com, and then you're going to search for the word Mad. You're going to search Bone Crusher. Bone Crusher Smith, and Mad will come up.
You hear that? Bone Crusher Smith and Mad will come out. But the champ said he ain't mad no more because he's doing it for the cause. He's taking the cause to the street, and you definitely want to see him on June the 14th. Champ, you got any last words, amen? I ain't gonna take your last words, but just go ahead and give your last thoughts, amen.
Well, you know, I want to thank you and Pastor Hill and people in the community that on the call tonight. We want to thank Ms. Hayes for calling in and the other callers for calling in, and we appreciate you all. And we look forward to working with you all in the future and get me back on this blog talk radio as often as possible, because we got to get the word out. We got to support
definitely,
the champ.
Definitely.
And we got to support the Do Right Challenge.
Definitely. And definitely, we'll definitely be reaching out to you, champ. We thank you for your time because we know you're busy taking the calls up, and you definitely keep us here on the spot, Nathan, and keep us posted on how you're doing everything and just to fight your training. And definitely keep us updated on your training, amen, because we know you're trying to drop 20 pounds.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I'm working out twice a day, so that's not going to be a problem.
Amen, amen. So, okay, James Bone Crusher Smith, ladies and gentlemen, Exuma in the building, the champ, champion for the kids in the building. Definitely check him out. championforkids.org. We have the champion of the world, amen, in the building, James Bone Crusher Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for taking your time with us, champ.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we had an awesome show on here tonight, man, and we just like to thank the champion of the world definitely for stopping by, amen, and he's also a man of God, amen. He don't play no games with the devil, and he don't play no games in the ring either. You know, champ still got it now. You know, champ still got it now. He about the father's business, man, and he's so much about the business, man. He taking folks in the ring and tell them, look, man, we're going to get this money for the kids, amen. We're going to take them off the streets. We're going to raise them up. We're going to make them productive. Amen. Who wouldn't want to sit underneath a ministry like that? Who wouldn't want to sit under a man of God who just really taking the cause up, man, taking the charge up, man? And that's just so prevalent in these days when the young teenagers, man, and the young ones just coming up, man, doing all kind of foolishness out there in these streets, man. Somebody needs to do it, man. And we know how good boxing was, man, just, you know, in the day, just raising folks up in the gyms, man, and how many brothers that is saved from the streets. Some of the most champions of the world came from the streets, man, and boxing saved their life. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the man of God was just on here talking about how he came up, how he was mad, man. And that, you know what I'm saying, he could have gone down a different route, but boxing, man, it allowed him to channel that aggression that built up, man. So definitely check out the Mad Book. Definitely check out what he's doing over there for the champion for kids.org. Go there. You get all the information. He's also 501c3 certified. 501c3 certified. So all of y'all who's, you know, tax write-off and all of that stuff, the brother got his paperwork together, go ahead and sow into that. That's good ground right there. Sow into that. All you church ministry leaders, all my pastors listening, all you prophets listening, all you my prophets, my apostles, listen, all y'all folk listening in, y'all need to plan a community trip June the 14th, 2014. Y'all need to plan a trip up there to Myrtle Beach, okay? Y'all need to go there, and y'all need to definitely save your funds, amen, to get some Zoomers in your church, amen, so we can work that thing out, amen. So we can work that out so you won't be out of breath in the pulpit, you know? Come on, it's time for us to get these temples back in shape, definitely. So we thank you for joining us here on Kingdom Voices. We are here every Sunday night at 9 p.m., every Sunday night, starting at 9 p.m. Sometimes we may start earlier. You know, when Pastor Hill said, man, we just go with the Holy Ghost. We just go with the Holy Ghost, amen. But we try to start at 9 o'clock. Sometimes it might be before we get cranked up, and normally probably 8 o'clock, but I'll be here at 9 o'clock, amen. And sometime maybe here a little bit before. We just go with the flow of the Spirit. So, you know, no script. We just spiritual led. So we thank you for joining us tonight. And I'm just going to end in a word of prayer. Been so awesome. We also thanks once again the heavyweight champion of the world, the former heavyweight champion of the world, but he's still our champion, amen, because he's the champion up there on June the 14th. He's taking it to the streets, James Bone Crusher Smith. If you missed it, if you're just joining us, you can go back to blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the spot. You can go there and you can re-listen to this episode after we go off the air in a matter of minutes. It's time we get it back up. You can go back and listen, and you can also download it. It's MP3 form. You can also download it to your phones or to your tablets or to your respectable desktops and smartphones. So thank you for joining us here on Kingdom Voices. We'll be back Monday night. Tomorrow is the Mantle of God. Empowerment Program, where we interview the best in fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, bishops, deacons, you name it. We question them about their various mantles. You say you're a preacher, we're going to ask the tough questions. You got to tell us why you're a preacher and what God said when he called you to that. That's needed in this hour. Too many false teachings out here, so we need to get that together. But it goes down tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, here on Nathan on the Spot, EMG, Divine One in the building. So we thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you. On behalf of Pastor Hill, Nathan on the Spot, and the Praisement Media Group, Divine One Music Group, we thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow night on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Good night.
The potter, he saw a vessel, that had been broken by the wind and the rain. Yes, he did. To put it back together, back together again. Maybe.